제발 디스.
탄나나. 이제 그 지난가 탄나는.
그래 내가 슬프. 너 유노. What class of person was he? Whether he was atheist or theist? What he was? Theist or atheist? You?
He was
theist. What? Theist means?
Astik.
He said he's a good devotee.
Good devotee?
No,
you want to be like him.
It's his only hope.
Oh, so you should practice like him?
I don't know if I said if I said
yes, the card,
if I
said
no, then
I said
no. No, never, never. But he was atheist, theist. He believed in God. Everywhere it appears that he believed in God. But he was against him. He was against him. And he wanted to kill him. And he has no value for any his devotee. Because he was against himself God. He wanted to conquer him and defeat him. This was the thing. Because it was natural for him. Why? Natural? Because he was associates of Narayan Jai Vijay. Why he fell down from Narayan Lok? You know? Why? Oh, Shyamrani should explain in a very brief, not so much. At once, quickly. Don't delay.
You asked why he fell down from Vaikuntha.
Vaikuntha is a place. Golok is a place. Out of Maya. It is beyond Virjanadi. No chance of falling down from there. But even we see that he has fell down. Why?
Yudhisthira Maharaj asked Narad Muni that you say that he was cursed by the sages, but I don't believe that any associate of the Lord in Vaikuntha could fall down. They all have spiritual bodies, not material bodies, and they can never be touched by matter. So,
no curse is there. Nothing. But yet we see that he has fallen down. Then why?
Madhvacharya comments.
You should hear it patiently.
Madhvacharya comments that whether an associate of the Lord is cursed or blessed, it doesn't make any difference because he's totally unaffected.
Why you are not giving examples from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Vaij Hai, more Hai? Madhvacharya has never written like this. As far as I know.
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti,
yes.
Our Prabhupada quotes Madhvacharya, but Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Krishna's Icha Shakti, Yoni Maya, was actually responsible for their coming to this world and not Mahamaya. As everything, all propensities that we have in this world are present in its original perfect form in the Lord, the Lord also has viraras, or chivalrous tendencies. He likes to mock fight, just as boys like to mock fight in this world. But who in Vaikuntha would fight with him because everyone worships him in awe and reverence? So, seeing the Lord's desire, and seeing the desire of Jayan Vijay to always please the Lord, she personally inspired them to become angry when the four Kumaras tried to enter. In their travels, The four Kumaras came into Vaikuntha, but the gatekeepers blocked their path. So the four Kumaras told them, "Oh, you have this materialistic mind. You're affected by the modes of nature. You're not qualified to be in Vaikuntha." But this was all the arrangement by Yogamaya so that the Lord could come to this world as Nrisimhadev and fulfill his fighting propensity. He would never fight with a demon or an atheist. Only his devotee is qualified to fight with him. So his devotee had to come to this world with him to fight with him and fulfill that propensity.
Very good. But some correction is needed. What is the nature of bhakti? You should know first. I think that so many persons are here. But they should know the nature of, pure nature of bhakti. Always to please, always to satisfy Lord. Nothing else. When the Jai Vijay saw, eternal liberated. When they saw, there is something in my Prabhu's heart. He wants to
test
the enjoy beer rush. They knew it. And they became very worried. How we can do? If now we are fighting, we cannot fight in this body. But we want to satisfy him. Oh, at once Narayan knew, oh, they want to fulfill my desire. At once he remembered Yogamaya. And he told to them, wait a little, I will give you a chance, better chance, that you can fight me and you can satisfy me. And by the Yogamaya, four Kumars were attracted to here. There was no chance to be angry there. This place is not like so. But even by the Yogamaya, they became angry and they wanted to stop him because they were naked. There was no also chance that these two Jai Vijay are going to check him. Stop. Anyone cannot stop anyone there. No? So, but Yogamaya did it. And at once, all these four Kumars coming here naked, oh, this would be in a proper dress and to go to our Prabhu. This thought came. And at once they stopped and at once they became angry and at once they gave a course. When course was given, then, oh, they realized what we have done. We had done offense. But why this offense came? And at once in the meantime, Narayan himself came. Oh, you should forgive my two boys, always serving. You should forgive them. Then they realized. Then Narayan took off his Yogamaya. Now they were free of Yogamaya. See, now lamenting and weeping. But Narayan told, oh, I have done like this. I wanted to play in this world and I wanted to enjoy beer rush. So I have fulfilled the desire of my two, this ever, my eternal servants. Now they will go there and in three words they will fulfill my desire. And I will test beer rush from them. Otherwise anyone is not qualified to enjoy me, the beer rush. So he was now deviated from there. In one form, they were always there. And in another form, oh, they came like here in what? Hiranyakashipu, Hiranaksha, Raman, Kumbhakarna, Shishupala, and Dantabhagra. And from Krishna, oh, they were killed, and they were purified, and they again went to Narayan Lok. So from Golok Vrindavan or from Narayan Lok, anyone never falls, never deficient. You can tell about Chitraketu Maharaj. But he was not like so. Oh, Bharat Maharaj, he has attained bhav, rati mood, and from there anyone does not
deviate.
So for what? For siksha.
Teaching.
For teaching.
Hmm.
So we should try to know all this. We should not make any offense in the lotus feet of any high class of devotees. Never. So in this way, Jaya Bijaya were only Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. So they have faith in God. But because God has killed his brother, so he was against him. And he wanted to take revenge by killing that Bhagavan God. So he was against Prahlad Maharaj. Why you are in that side? I don't want. I have given you birth. I have given you everything. I have supported, nursed. I am giving you to school to learn. Still I am nourishing and supporting you. But why you are in the side of that Vishnu? I don't like. You are like a kulhari.
Axe,
you know?
Handle of
axe. Alone axe cannot do. But when some
handle
will be there, given. Or then by, she will cut what?
The tree.
From which handle was that? So you are like handle. He told. Axe cannot do anything. Only by the handle. Any trees can be cut down. You are cutting also. Asurkul, Kalanka, Asurkula,
Kulangar.
Kulangar, he told. Kulhari ka bet tum hai. So you are like that. And from here begins this story. Here, there was a council in the council of Maharaj Yudhishthir when fire sacrifice was done. And Krishna took his
chakra
and cutted the head of Shishupal. And a light came from his body and it was mixed in Krishna's lotus feet. Yudhishthira Maharaj told, how wonderful. How he mixed in Krishna. How it became. So many rishis and maharshi doing austerities, hard austerities, day and night, not sleeping, standing on their toe, sometimes in hands toe, vadi, upside, and not taking water, even
no air.
And after long time they cannot have this position. And he, in a moment he has, how wonderful this. One thing more. Krishna is neutral. God is neutral to all. All are his part and parcel. But why he takes the side of demigods and he becomes
enemy of demons.
And he takes, gives helps to gods and cutting, killing them all, all demons. Why? Why he has some, this feeling between partiality, between demigods and
demons.
For him, both are same. And for this, answering this question, Krishna is always neutral. Always neutral. But his speciality is that he is not
impartial,
or what word more?
Neutral.
Oh, when devotees are there. If devotees are there, he cannot be neutral. For general, he is neutral. Other, he is not God. God is love. And love is God. So, Krishna, if love, then where love sleeps, the abode of love, who is devotee? Oh, he must be towards them. So he is telling all these things about Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad Maharaj. If anyone, like Prahlad Maharaj was sent to school, and after some days, it may be 4 months, 5 months, or he returned back from the school, his mother decorated him, and then Hiranyakashipu came and took in his lap, and very smiling, and very, in a like,
caressing
him. Oh, my dear son, what you have learnt from your school, from your Gurudev? And then he replied, boldly, what? Oh, you should sit down there, not coming and going anywhere. You should sit any one place. If you want to come, but never go. Sit down like a statue.
He told him, Prahlad Maharaj came in the lap of his father.
Not so much.
And his father, his heart was melting with parental affection. Tears came in his eyes. He's so proud. My son is
very interesting subject.
So qualified.
You can read Srimad Bhagavatam, but the deep meaning cannot come. You cannot realize. Even you are hearing from others, but if they are not high class of devotees, they cannot give. Only Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami Pad, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they can give. In their lines, otherwise anyone cannot. So try to. We are telling from the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami.
So his father wanted to know, my dear son, what is the best thing you've learnt? Prahlad Maharaj, very politely and without any fear at all, replied, Tat sadhu manye asuravaya dehinam sada samudvigna dhya asadgrahat hitvatma patam grihamanda kupam vadam gatim yadharim asrayita. Oh, my dear father, Asurya Varya Dehinam, oh, best among all of the demons.
Hearing this, Hiranyakashipu became very happy that I am
best of the demons.
All the demons. They are very garb rakhte hain kya?
Very proud.
Oh, they are very proud that we are demons. Like demigods. They are very proud of that we are demigods. So they are also very proud.
Tasadu manye asurya varya dehinam. Oh, best of the demons. There is, in this world, those who have accepted this body, which is temporary, to be the self and to be the source of happiness and basis of happiness, who accept this thing to be so real, those persons, sada sam udvigna dhyam asat graha, accepting these temporary things, they become constantly afflicted with one problem after another, one anxiety after another, like endless waves in an ocean. And they're always embarrassed. So, the best thing that I've learned is that such persons, hitvatvapatam griyamandakupam, those people, they've fallen into a deep, dark well. Griyam andakupam. Here, household life, to be identified with the body and to consider the family members and their household goods and properties and furniture and wealth and all of these things to be mine. This is like a deep, dark well. So the bodily conception of life is like a very dark and dangerous well. Hitvatmapatam. This path of life is the path which completely checks up the progress of the soul towards the goal of life, the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the best thing that I've learned is that such persons should get out of that dark well and banam gatem yad harim ashrayeta, they should go to the forest, especially banam brindavan, to this forest. Being in the forest, what does it mean to retire to the forest? It means to go to that holy place, which is holy especially because of the presence of pure devotees, and being in very good association, yad harim ashrayeta. They should take unconditional shelter and surrender at the lotus feet of Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here, in Srila Vishnu Thakur, in his commentary, he is explaining what does it mean, griyamandakupam, to be fallen in a dark well in this world. Once upon a time, one man was in the forest and he heard the sound of a tiger. And being afraid, he tried to run away because there's a chance that the tiger would eat him. He was looking here and there for some shelter, but he couldn't find anywhere. Finally, he came across a blind well. It was a well which was disused and some grass and trees had grown over the top. So taking the help of two branches of a tree, he lowered himself down into the well, thinking that, oh, the tiger cannot come down here to get me. So he began to lower himself down into the well. But as he was going down, then he saw at the bottom of the well, it was dry. There was no water there. And there were so many snakes living. And they raised their hoods. And they were ready to bite him. So now he was really in a predicament. He's hanging from two branches halfway down a well. At the bottom, there are so many snakes, very poisonous snakes waiting to bite him. And at the top, there's a ferocious tiger just waiting to eat him. So at that time, he was suffering so much and he was in so much anxiety. But on the branch of the tree, there was the hive, a honeycomb, a beehive.
No, no.
Two rats.
First use.
So on the top of the well, there were two rats. One rat was black and one rat was white. And they were nibbling away at the very same branches that he was holding on to. So now it was only a question of time. Either he had to climb out and be eaten by the tiger. Otherwise, he would have to go down and be bitten by the snakes. Otherwise, if he stays where he is, then anyway, the rats will gradually eat through the branches and he must go down. So whatever he does, he must suffer and he must come to a very gruesome end. What to do? So at that time, when he was in this very precarious situation, there was a honeycomb on the branch of the tree, and because the tree was shaking, some honey was dripping. And it just happened to be dripping very, very close to his face. Some drops were coming down very close to his face. So, taking this golden opportunity, he stuck out his tongue like that, and a drop of honey came on the tip of his tongue. Then, he took that honey into his mouth and began to relish the flavor of the honey. How sweet! How relishable! And he felt some happiness. So this is the example of all the conditioned souls like you and I here in this world. We're in a very dangerous situation.
Especially lusty persons. Those who are engaged in sense gratification. They are in this position. Oh, they are now going to just in a moment. Anyhow, they are going to die. No way to be saved. One is one is saved. But we will tell in afterward.
It seems that this person is now experiencing some happiness. It seems that in this world there are so many people who they appear to be happy. They appear to be well situated. They appear to be content and satisfied with their situation. But what is their happiness? It is exactly like the happiness of this man in this well when he's tasting a drop of honey. Why? All the components of this analogy, they represent so many things in our life. First of all, we see the snakes. The snakes are hissing. What does it mean? So many problems.
One after another, like waves, ocean waves. Oh, this is end. Oh, after that, we will be happy. And that's in, oh, more vigor coming.
So many problems in this world.
Those who are sufferers.
Surfers.
Oh, they can know more better than me.
So in this world, it is a very astonishing thing. This world is made of problems. Nothing else. It is only problems. Yet the conditioned soul in this world, when he meets a problem, is very surprised. Oh, where did this problem come from? And then he overcomes it with a great hope and aspiration that when this problem is gone, all of my problems are gone. And then, what a surprise, another problem comes.
Not only one. So many.
Not one at a time, or five at a time, six at a time. So these are like so many poisonous snakes. Then, at the top of the well, there is a tiger. This tiger represents death.
Go on.
This tiger represents death. Oh, death is waiting for everyone in this world. It must come and devour them and take away everything.
No fixed time. Or just still it can come. He will not give I have 1 minute time that you should speak with others and do it. At once, jump. And then?
Then we see that this...
What are the two trees?
This person was hanging from two trees. These two trees are our karma, our fruitive activities, good and bad, pious and impious. Our life is maintained by what? Oh, we are living our life only in the experience of the reactions of our pious and impious activities. This is the duration of our life. Yet we also know that the duration of our life is being taken away moment by moment. So there were two rats eating those branches. One black rat, one white rat. What is that? The black rat means nighttime. And the white rat means daytime. So we are very happy. Another day came and went. But actually, each day and night is going and they never come back. And in this way, our duration of life is being gnawed away. Like two rats taking away our duration of life. So in this condition, very precarious.
In all around problems and all these things. And in that, or one drop of honey coming. What is one drop?
So even though we are in this very dangerous predicament, we may feel some happiness and contentment. That is like the drop of honey. So in this analogy, what does the drop of honey represent? That represents the affection of our friends and family members in this world. After suffering so much, being abused and treated badly so many times in the course of doing one's work, then that man, he returns to his home and his wife meets him with very sweet words. Oh, honey, you're back. I was waiting to see you. And he takes this honey. His children come and jump in his lap. Oh, daddy, give me $100. And in this way, though he's suffering and though there's danger everywhere, when he takes this one drop of honey in the form of the affection of so many other people in this world with whom he has a temporary relationship, then he feels, oh, my life is successful. This is the purport of the verse spoken by Prahlad.
Thank you. So we are all in this situations, problems. How anyone can be happy in this even situation? Another example has given, supplementary. There was a deer. No? He was in the very good green forest. And he was grazing there. But at once he's surrounded with so many problems. One side, one hunter with two Alsatian dogs. Another side, he has put fire, forest light. And one side, there was a river, very big and deep. And one side, very big net. So he was surrounded. And he saw that. And he became very,
frightened.
What to do? At once he closed his eyes. Oh Krishna, I'm
yours.
I'm taking your Saranagati. Save me. And he took shelter. When he took shelter, at once Krishna, what did? A big wind came. Taking so many bubbles and dust. And it came in the eyes of that hunter. And he was doing this. And thus, from hand it it came in the mouth or eyes of dogs. The dogs were killed. No, at once. And it was some raining, so fire came. Extinguished. And moreover, with the rain, the fire was totally stopped. And net in wind, it went so far in the sky and here and there. So three
sides
were empty and he jumped and
ran away.
So if anyone in that well, even, and chanting, it may be that by the mercy of Krishna, any hunter will come and hunt that tiger, that death. And he will give a rope. You should take it and come out. And he will save. Krishna is so merciful. So we are surrounded by this. Guru realizes this. And he wants to help all. One side death, one side so many problems, and one side some madhu is coming. Rats are cutting. So you are all in this situation, you are not understanding. Don't think that this is our first life, first birth. You have enjoyed so much sex.
Sex life.
And you are so much lusty, like pig and hogs, always day and night, not resting, taking. And so many children. You were so... Even you were demigods. You have also come in human form, but you lost that time. And again after lakhs and lakhs birth, you are now here in the association. Very good body. Like boat, strong boat, and wind favorable. What is? Krishna has arranged for so high class of association. Krishna has given you all these things. But even you want, I want a very teeny as a girl, very beautiful, I want to marry and I want to test what?
Sense gratification.
Foolish persons and mad person. I cannot give any good name for them. I don't know. My English is poor.
rascals.
No harm. Don't be angry with me. But rascals all. More than hogs and pigs.
nonsense.
Oh, my dear, rascals, don't go there. At once start out and be with me and back to God and back to home. Even the old person, why they want to marry again, I don't know. Very lusty. Oh, my dear friends, oh, don't be angry with me. I'm your well-wisher, eternal well-wisher. So come, unfollow me. I was like also like you. But in the very morning age, I gave up forever. So by the order of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my Gurudev and my Guru Parampara, I have come to save you from this lust of ocean of lust. Don't go there. Otherwise big Mahabharata battle is coming and you will be killed. So you should try to realize this. Or I may come again in the morning, evening 5:30 or 5. Or drama will be some less. Abhishek and everything, our classes will be done. First class. And then after that, Abhishek. For my classes, and then some drama play, and then it will be some darkness like evening.
Yeah, twilight.
And when sun is going to set, at that time, we will do Abhishek and Archan, and then Arati at the same time, and then we will offer something to, and then Charanamrit will be given to all. And be free from worldly all these things, from Andhakup that has been written in Prahlad Charitra. Be very careful. Gaur Premanand.